The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, First Canto, Chapter Number 12, Text Number 22, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatikari, recorded on January 15th, 2011, in Santiago, Chile.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, First Canto, Chapter Number 12. Birth of Emperor Parikshit, text number 22.
Entonces hoy estamos leyendo el Srimad Bhagavatam, del primer canto, capítulo 12, el nacimiento del emperador Parikshit, texto número 22.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Mrigendra Iva Vikranta Nisevya Himavan Eva Tatikshu Vasudha Eva Asau Sahishnu Pitaro Eva Mrigenda Eva Vikranto Nishavyo Himavan Eva Tatikshur Vasudevasau Sahishnu Pitaraviva Mrigenda Eva Vikranto Nishavyo Himavan Eva Tatikshur Vasudevasau Sahishnu Pitaraviva Mrigendra, the lion. I'll give the English and then you do the Spanish on the word for words. Eva, like. Vikranta, powerful. They can actually repeat the English. I'll say the English and they can repeat it back. That way you can learn a little English. I'll say the English and they can repeat it back. That way they can also learn a little English. And then you do the Spanish like that. That's how we do it in Europe. In the Eastern Europe, that's how we do it. It works nicely. Nishevya.
Nishevya.
Now repeat, very here, listen and repeat. Worthy of taking shelter. Bueno, and now I'll do the Spanish, yeah.
Digno de uno refugiarse.
Digno de uno refugiarse.
Himavan.
Himavan.
The Himalaya Mountains.
The Himalaya Mountains. Los Montes Himalaya.
Los Montes Himalaya.
Eva.
Eva.
Like.
Like.
Como.
Como.
Titikshu.
Titikshu.
Forbearance.
Forbearance.
Condescendencia.
Condescendencia.
Vasudha Eva.
Vasudeva.
Like the earth.
Like the earth.
Como la tierra.
Como la tierra.
Asau. The child.
El child.
El niño.
El niño.
Sahishnu.
Sahishnu.
Tolerant.
Tolerant.
Tolerante.
Tolerante.
Pitaro.
Pitaro.
Parents.
Parents.
Padres.
Padres.
Eva.
Eva.
Like.
Like.
Como.
Como.
Translation in Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This child will be as strong as a lion. I'll do the English and then you the Spanish. Because we have many people be listening on the internet to this lecture. This child will be as strong as a lion and as worthy a shelter as the Himalaya Mountains. He will be forbearing like the earth and as tolerant as his parents. Purport. One is compared to the lion when one is very strong and chasing an enemy. One should be a lamb at home and a lion in the chase. The lion never fails in chasing. The lion never fails in the chase of an animal. Similarly, the head of the state should never fail in chasing an enemy. The Himalaya Mountains are famous for all richness. There are innumerable caves to live in, numberless trees of good fruits to eat, good springs to drink water from, and profuse drugs and minerals to cure diseases. Any man who is not materially prosperous can take shelter of these great mountains, and he will be provided with everything required. Both the materialist and the spiritualist can take advantage of the great shelter of the Himalayas. On the surface of the world, there are so many disturbances caused by the inhabitants. In the modern age, the people have begun to detonate atomic weapons on the surface of the earth, and still the earth is forbearing to the inhabitants, like a mother who excuses a little child. Parents are always tolerant to children for all sorts of mischievous acts. An ideal king may be possessed of all these good qualities, and the child Parikshit is foretold to have all of these qualities in perfection. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Bala Kamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha. Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunatanvita Tamsa Jiva Sadaita Savaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha. So,
Entonces,
this is a very nice statement by Srila Prabhupada, that one should be a lamb at home and a lion in the chase. One should be very strong in chasing an enemy. So, do we have any enemies in our Krishna consciousness movement? How about the Mayavadis? The atheistic scientists, the hedonists, the butchers. We have so many enemies, philosophically. We have so many people who are inimical to this philosophy. So are we supposed to be very humble and meek when we deal with them? Or should we be strong like lions? What do you say? Very weak or very strong?
Fuerte.
Very strong, you see. Prabhupada gave us an instruction. He described, there is one term in Sanskrit, Digvijay Pandit. And Digvijay means who can conquer in all directions. Actually, in Chaitanya Leela, there is, you know, that Keshava Kashmiri, Digvijay Pandit. He was traveling all over India and doing debate. And wherever he went, he defeated every scholar. So in the Vedic culture in those days, if you defeated a scholar, he would become your disciple. So he was making followers all over India by defeating everyone. So when he came to Navadvip, which is a very high center of learning in India, all the scholars got very scared. They all headed out of town. They found some excuse to be out of town that weekend. But they left Nimai Pandit there to debate with them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decimated him. He annihilated that Keshava Kashmiri. He was so expert scholar that spontaneously he composed 100 verses of Sanskrit poetry. Can you imagine spontaneously, without writing, just off the top of your head, 100 verses of Sanskrit poetry? What a great scholar he was. But so Nimai Pandit, he heard all 100 verses. And then he said, but in this particular verse, I have noticed one literary flaw. Now it's amazing that Keshava Kashmiri, he actually can remember one of the verses verbatim. He was amazed. So he said, yes, in this one verse you have said Bhavani Bar 2. The husband of the wife of Lord Shiva. This is called redundancy. You have been unnecessarily verbose. You have been put too many words unnecessarily, you see. So it's a literary flaw. So in this way he was defeated. He couldn't believe it. He was defeated. And he actually surrendered and became a devotee of Lord Chaitanya. So he was Digvijay Pandit until he met Nimai Pandit. Nimai Pandit, he was the true Digvijay Pandit. So what about you, Prabhus and Matajis? You know what Prabhupada ordered for his followers? He told us, you all become Digvijay Pandit. Do you go from town to town, village to village, and you make Digvijay, that there is God. We can prove there is God. Who are you who say there is no God? Come on! That is Digvijay. So, that is called lion in the chase. When he's going after those atheists, when he's going after those Mayavadis, or nowadays going after those Ritviks also, you see, we're like lion. We defeat them very strongly. We learn all the arguments. We develop that bhakti mood in the heart. And then like lion, we smash them. We find the weak point in their argument. And we hammer and we hammer and we hammer until they're defeated. This is called lion, you see. Prabhupada told us in Africa. He said, I act like a king because nobody can defeat me. So we are very shy and humble when it comes to associating with the devotees. We're simply humble, sweet Vaishnavas. We fall down at their feet and beg for their blessings. That's all. But when we are dealing with the atheists, with the materialists, with the scientists, with the hedonists, we are like lions. You see? So this is the meaning, to be a lamb at home and a lion in the chase. So just like the lion never fails in the chase of an enemy, the preacher, he will never accept defeat. He will push forward and always defeat the materialistic arguments. He does not have to be a great learned scholar. Only one thing is required. Firm faith. That's all. As stated in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Yasya deve para bhaktir tata deve tata guru tasya iti ketita harata prakashyante mahatmanah. Only unto those great souls who have unflinching faith, in the words of Sri Guru and Krishna, are all the imports of Vedic knowledge revealed. So even if you are not a great learned scholar, even if you're not expert in conjugating the verbs according to Sanskrit grammar, if you simply have that unflinching faith in the words of Sri Guru, then you can defeat all these atheists, all these scientists, impersonalists, rascals, you see. You can defeat them all. So in this way, we have to learn how to become like lions in the chase. And when you come home, don't remain lion. When we're in the association of devotees, we're very humble. It's like one etiquette is, whoever is the senior devotee, you allow him to do the preaching. Not if there is an older god brother there that I want to jump in and do the preaching, you see. If there is a senior, you do let the senior do this preaching and you hear how he is preaching. This is called being a lamb at home, you see. We're very aggressive on the chase, but at home amongst the devotees, we're very meek and humble, like lamb. Sometimes people say that being humble is not very good. In the material world, they teach you, if you want to be successful, you've got to be proud. If you're very meek and humble, you will never be successful. But actually, this is not true. Because the more you become a lamb at home, the more you become a powerful lion in the chase. Who could be more meek and humble than Hanuman? In serving Sita and Ram. But who was more of a lion in the chase than Hanuman when he went to Lanka?
Pero ¿quién puede ser más así como un león en
He burned the whole Lanka.
Él encendió toda Lanka.
When Ravana set fire to his tail, he took that tail and he let put the whole city on fire, you see.
Cuando así Hanuman fue encendida su cola, puso toda Lanka, encendió toda Lanka.
So that is our philosophy.
Esa es nuestra filosofía.
We want to put this whole material world on fire.
Queremos colocar todo este mundo material en fuego.
We want to light the fire of bhakti in every town, in every village.
Para encender todo este con el fuego el bhakti cada pueblo y aldea.
This whole material world become a big, big blazing fire of bhakti everywhere.
Y este mundo material es un fuego llamia.
Every man.
Cada hombre.
Every woman.
Cada mujer.
Every niño.
Cada niño.
Everyone burning in this fire of
bhakti,
burning away all the sinful desires. Because once all the sinful desires are burned away, what will be left? What will remain after all the sinful desires are burned away? The pure self. Jivaro sarupa hai krishnara nitya das. It's not like the Mayavad philosophy or the Buddhist philosophy that you simply kill all desires and merge into the void. Because the present self, it is false self. It's covering. False ego. I am, soy hombre, soy mujer, soy niño, etc. It's simply covering. So if you burn away this false covering, burn away the lust, burn away the avaricia, burn away all these bad qualities by the fire of Harinam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Then that pure self will emerge.
Entonces, el ser puro va a emerger.
And it's like from the caterpillar. What comes from the caterpillar?
Es como un. ¿Cómo qué? ¿Qué sale la concuna?
The beautiful butterfly.
Hermosa mariposa.
That ugly, feo is ugly, right? That muy feo caterpillar, you see.
Los gusanos son muy feos.
And that very beautiful butterfly comes out of the ugly caterpillar.
Pero una hermosa mariposa sale de este gusano.
So now we are ugly caterpillars.
Ahora somos horribles, así, gusanos.
But from that caterpillar, by this bhakti process, then beautiful butterfly comes out, you see.
Pero por el proceso del bhakti, estos feos gusanos se vuelven hermosas mariposas por el bhakti.
So we simply have to become very solidly fixed in this process.
Simplemente tenemos que estar muy sólidos, fijos en este proceso.
We must have full faith in Sri Guru.
Tener plena fe en Sri Guru.
Full faith in the previous acharyas.
Plena fe en los acharyas previos.
Completely absorbed ourselves 24 hours in bhakti mood.
Completamente ocupados 24 horas en el humor de bhakti.
Simply going through the motions is not enough.
Simplemente ir en estar en movimiento.
We must do with love.
Tienes que hacerlo con amor.
What is the proof?
¿Cuál es la prueba?
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna dice en el Bhagavad Gita.
You know that shloka 9:26.
¿Conoce el verso 9:26?
Patram pushpam palam dayam yo me bhakti prayachati tadaham bhakti ravnatam mishnami prayatatmanah. He said, I'm going to ask you a question now.
Le voy a hacer una pregunta ahora.
Does he say, if you offer me a leaf, flower, fruit, or water, I will accept it? Is that what Krishna says? Yes or no?
La pregunta es que Krishna dice, aquel que me ofrece una flor, una hoja, una fruta, etcétera, yo la aceptaré.
Dice eso?
Yes or no?
Sí o no?
Is it no or yes?
No.
Yes? What's the answer? The answer is no. What did I leave out? Amor. I left out amor. That's right. Krishna does not say, if you offer me a leaf, flower, food, or water, I will accept it. He does not say that. He says, if you will offer me con amor, with love.
Si Krishna dice, si me ofreces con amor, cuando
a leaf, flower, food, or water, then I will accept.
Una fruta, flor, agua, yo la aceptaré.
So what does Krishna want?
¿Qué es lo que Krishna quiere?
Does he want your leaf?
No.
Does he want your flower?
No.
Does he want your fruit?
No.
Does he want your water? No. He wants your love. So whatever you do for Krishna, you do with love. You say, okay, for Krishna I will do with love. But not those devotees. Only for Krishna, you see. With the devotees, I'll be very rough and impersonal, you see. But what does Krishna say in the Adi Purana? Ye me bhakta jana aparta, na me bhakta shite janaha, mad bhaktanam che ye bhaktas, te me bhakta tamamata. You know the Sanskrit? Ye me bhakta jana aparta. That means, O son of Prita, the one who is my devotee. And then he says, na me bhaktas. He's not my devotee. The one who is my devotee, he is not my devotee. But the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. So, do you want to be a devotee of Krishna? Are you a devotee of his devotees? You see? You're trying, very good. But trying is not good enough.
Pero intentar no es suficiente.
We must actually succeed.
En realidad tenemos que ser exitoso.
You see? The reason I say that is many Indian people, we tell them to come to the temple.
Como le decimos a muchas,
and they say, yes, I will try.
Voy a intentar.
I will try to come to the temple.
Voy a intentar ir al templo.
And then I ask them,
y después me pregunta,
will you try to eat today? If I ask you to eat today, you say, well, I'll try to eat. No, you will eat. Not that you'll try to eat, you will eat. So don't say you're going to try to come to the temple. Say, I'm coming to the temple. So in the same way I challenge you, Prabhu, don't say, I'm trying to love the devotees. No, you love the devotees. You must love the devotees. Otherwise, you're a Mayavadi. You must love the devotees. Not I'll try to love them.
You see?
That's my point. So, not only must we serve Krishna with love, we must serve the devotees with love also. You see? And that, by that, loving service to the Vaishnavas, who are more dear to Krishna than Krishna is to Krishna. In other words, Krishna loves his devotees more than he loves himself. So you want to become dear to Krishna? And you must become dear to the devotees. And how do you become dear to the devotees? There's only one way to do it. You have to accept the devotees as very dear to you. And if you are truly dear to me, then I will love you. Not simply words, I love you. But by my actions. By my thoughts. If I truly love you, then within my heart I always think very wonderful thoughts about you. That is real love. You see. Not simply on the lips, oh, I love you, I love you, I love you. You see. But genuine love. I care. I truly admire and care about you, you see. I truly admire you. So we have to learn how to love all the devotees and appreciate them. Even if they are sometimes rascals. Because beneath that rascal mentality that the neophyte devotee has, There's actually a pure devotee in there. So we have to learn to see like them. This was Prabhupada's expertise. He could find that spark of genuine devotion within the heart of everyone. And just like when I was a boy, we used to go camping in the Boy Scouts. And we would have a big campfire at night. And then we would crawl into our tents and go to sleep. Then in the morning we get up, it would be very cold, muy frío. And there'd be a few coals there in the fire, you see. Still burning. So we put some wood on that, and then we would fan it. And then a big fire comes out again, you see. So within the heart of every living being, there is that spark of bhakti is there within everyone. Even though it looks like they are dead, they have no bhakti. Within every jiva, that spark of bhakti is there. Just like coals in a fire that's almost completely dead. So the devotee, he's very compassionate. And he fans those coals, he fans that spark until a huge blazing fire of bhakti comes out. So in this way, a devotee is kind to everyone. Vidyavanaya sampane brahmani gavihashtani shuni chayavas prakecha panditastama darshinaha. The humble sages, by virtue of true knowledge, see with equal vision. A learned and gentle Brahman, a cow, an elephant, and a dog, and a dog eater. Nino, look this way. Come on. Come on. You need to learn how to hear. Yeah, you sit nicely in here. Yeah, you can sit up front. That's good. You can sit right here. Very good. It's very good. These children have to learn how to hear. It's muy importante. Yeah. Because by hearing, they will become great pralads and great dhruvas, you see. Always engage the children in hearing. That way become very learned scholars. Just by hearing, they can learn so much Vedic wisdom. So in this way, we have to understand the mood of Krishna consciousness. It's not just what you do, Prabhus and Matajis, but the main thing is the mood with which you do it. Cultivate a bhakti mood in your heart. From the moment you wake up in the morning to the moment you go to sleep at night, doesn't matter what you're doing, whether you're a brahmachari in the temple, whether you're a student, whether you're a married man, a married woman, it doesn't matter what you're doing externally.
No importa lo que está haciendo externamente.
But that mood of bhakti you must cultivate.
Pero este humor de bhakti tiene que ser cultivado.
And what is that mood of bhakti?
¿Y cuál es ese humor
de yat karoshi yadasnasi yajdahosi dadasi yat yat tapasya shikanteya tat kadushva madarpanam. Whatever you do,
cualquier cosa que hagas,
whatever you eat,
cualquier cosa que comas,
whatever you offer,
cualquier cosa que ofrezcas,
or give away,
o des,
as well as whatever austerities you may perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering unto me. So we have to learn how whatever we're doing, we must do it for Krishna. Not for my sense gratification. Not for my false ego. Everything should be for the satisfaction of Krishna. Whether I am a government man, a doctor, a scientist,
un científico,
a preacher,
un predicador,
a pujari,
pujari,
a temple manager,
un administrador del templo,
an ice cream vendor,
un vendedor de alcohol,
whatever I may be doing,
cualquier cosa que estamos haciendo,
I should learn how to do that as an offering to Krishna.
Deberíamos aprenderlo, cualquier cosa que hagamos como una ofrenda a Krishna.
And then I become perfect.
Y nos vamos a volver perfectos.
But, and then I become ecstatic.
Entonces nos vamos a volver extáticos.
Ecstatic is the same word?
Yeah, extático.
English, in English, in English, ecstatic, in Espanol también, ecstatic. Ecstático. Yes, muy, muy ecstático. Yeah. Extactimis, what is it? Extactimis, extactísimo. Anyway, Krishna consciousness is muy ecstático. So if you're not feeling ecstatic,
si no se estaba sintiendo extático,
you're not Krishna conscious.
Entonces, no está consciente de Krishna.
It's a very simple thing.
Es una cosa muy simple.
You can analyze yourself.
Usted se puede analizar a sí mismo.
Am I Krishna conscious right now or am I not Krishna conscious?
Estoy consciente de Krishna ahora mismo o no, no lo estoy.
If you are feeling ecstatic,
si usted está sintiendo extático,
if you are blissed out,
si está bienaventurado, feliz,
then you can understand that you are Krishna conscious.
Entonces, usted puede entender que está consciente de Krishna.
And if you're miserable,
y si usted es miserable,
you're forgetting Krishna. It's a simple thing.
Es una cosa simple.
All you have to do is remember Krishna.
Todo lo que tiene que hacer es recordar a Krishna.
And you're going to feel muy, muy bueno.
Y va a sentir muy bien.
Is that the right word? Very good? You feel very good?
Muy, muy bien.
Huh?
Muy bien.
Muy bien.
Muy, muy bien.
Bien. You feel muy, muy bien. Yeah. If you're remembering Krishna.
Si recuerdan a Krishna.
So therefore, always remember Krishna.
Siempre recuerden a Krishna.
And never forget him.
Y nunca olvidarlo.
In all times,
en todos los tiempos,
all momento, places,
en cualquier lugar,
in all circumstances.
Todas las circunstancias.
And then you'll be in good shape, Prabhu.
Y usted va a estar en buena
you'll
forma,
be in good shape, Mataji.
Va a estar en buena forma, Mata.
Always remember Krishna.
Siempre recordar a Krishna.
And never forget him.
Y nunca olvidarlo.
And when you go back to when you leave your body,
y cuando deje este cuerpo,
you'll go to sleep.
Va a ir a dormir.
And you'll wake up with Krishna in Goloka.
Y va a despertar con Krishna en Goloka.
If you've trained yourself well, if you've kept your mind always fixed in Krishna consciousness, you will not have to see Yamaraj and his wonderful Yamadutas at the time of death.
No va a ver a Yamaraj y a sus maravillosos Yamadutas en el momento de la muerte.
Do you think the Yamadutas are make believe?
¿Usted cree que
los Yamadutas me harán creer?
Sí.
They're not make believe. They're real.
Ellos no lo harán creer, son reales.
One of our members of our San Diego temple. He had some very bad health crisis. He went into a coma. He was in the hospital. He went into a coma 4 times. And they thought he was going to die. But he actually survived. He actually was a member of our, one of the Hindus, member of our temple, but he was into Shiva, he wasn't into Krishna very much, he's really into Shiva. So after he came back from the hospital and he survived, he told the temple president what had happened to him. He said, Badri, I saw the Yamadutas. They were coming to take me.
Están viniendo para llevarme.
And I told them, but I'm taking shelter of Krishna.
Pero entonces les dije que yo tomaba refugio de Krishna.
So they went away.
Entonces ellos se fueron.
And then they came back again to take him another time.
Entonces vinieron nuevamente para
and again he said, but I'm taking shelter of Krishna.
Yo estoy tomando refugio de Krishna.
And each time he said that, they let him go. They didn't take him.
Entonces, de esta manera, ellos lo dejaron
and ir. Finally he came out of his coma.
Entonces, finalmente salió
and he came
coma.
Back to the temple.
Fue al templo.
And now he's really into Krishna consciousness.
Y ahora realmente está en consciencia de Krishna.
But the Yama, he actually saw the Yamadutas. They came 4 times to take him away to Yamaraj.
Pero entonces estos Yamadutas vinieron 4 veces para
Yamaraj. And all he had to do was tell them, but I'm taking shelter of Krishna, and that protected him completely. You see.
Y entonces tienen simplemente que tomar refugio en Krishna completamente.
So we have to learn how to always take shelter of Krishna.
Entonces tenemos que aprender cómo tomar refugio en Krishna.
In all times, places, and circumstances.
En cualquier tiempo, momento y circunstancia.
And that, and then you don't have to be afraid of those Yamadutas. Those Yamadutas are very, what is the word for horrible? Horrible?
Horrible. horrible.
Muy, muy horrible. Ugly, feo. Muy, muy feo, horrible creatures. You wouldn't want to see those Yamadutas. It's worse than any horror movie you see at the cinema. How they're like monsters, horrible looking monsters. And they grab you, they take your they take a rope around your subtle body and they rip you out of your body and they drag you to the Yamalokas. And along the way, the dogs are biting you, barking and biting you. The hounds of hell are biting you. So you don't want to have to experience that.
Entonces, no tienes que experimentar eso.
Simply always take shelter of Krishna.
Siempre, simplemente tomar refugio de Krishna.
Whatever you're doing,
cualquier cosa que esté haciendo,
offer it to Krishna.
Ofrézcalo a Krishna.
You want to be a student, offer it to Krishna.
Entonces, si vas a un estudiante,
you want to be a married man,
si vas a un hombre
offer
casado,
it to Krishna.
Hágalo para Krishna.
Whatever you're doing, offer to Krishna.
Cualquier cosa que esté haciendo, ofrézcalo a Krishna.
And then you won't have to see those Yamadutas.
Entonces, no va a tener que ver
a... Then who will you see?
Usted verá.
Those Vishnudutas.
A los Vishnudutas.
And they will take you back to the spiritual world.
Ellos te van a llevar de vuelta al mundo espiritual.
So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Entonces, ahora puedo preguntar si hay alguna pregunta.
Usted decía al momento que cómo se llama que a veces cuando uno se entrega de alguna manera en servicio, como que
dilo en español, haz la pregunta en español y también en inglés.
A veces uno se entrega, pero se entrega en servicio, pero sin embargo a veces como que tiene el deseo de entregarse, pero como que de alguna manera como que la conciencia no está totalmente purificada, ¿sí? Y uno como que no logra, como que la conciencia no está totalmente purificada, entonces uno no es capaz de lograr esa entrega total.
Dale.
Sometimes when you, I don't remember your exact words, but you said something like, when you surrender you in, and you engage in service, you, I have the desire, I would like to, but sometimes my state of consciousness isn't purified, so it's a bit hard for me to achieve it.
So you want to know how to fix your consciousness to put it in the right state.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not difficult.
No es difícil.
You've got to beg Krishna to help you.
Tiene que rogarle a Krishna que le ayude.
My dear Lord, I'm chanting your names, but I'm chanting like a machine with no love.
Mi querido señor, estoy cantando como una máquina sin amor.
So please, Krishna, please help me chant your names with love.
Ayúdame a cantar tus nombres con amor.
Or I'm cooking your offering, but I'm doing it just thinking, how can I get this over with and go sleep? So that's understand. You have to just beg Krishna to help you. That I'm doing this, but my attitude is not proper, my Lord. So please, Krishna, bless me with the mood of bhakti. You think Krishna will ignore your prayer? He's been waiting for millions of lifetimes when you'll develop bhakti
mood.
He's been accompanying you as the super soul for millions and billions of lifetimes, simply waiting for that day when you will beg him for bhakti.
Entonces, ha estado ahí por millones de años en forma paramatma y estás tú para...
You can even begin your day that way every day. You can. My first thing you do when you wake up, you say, "My dear Lord, please bless me that today I will be in the mood of bhakti all day long."
Primer día que te levantes así, por favor, ora que ayúdame que este sea un día de bhakti.
We have to train our rascal mind in this way. Question?
In the beginning of the class,
en el comienzo de la clase,
verse,
en el verso, debería ser como un cordero en casa y un león en la persecución. ¿Debería acercarse como león se acerca fuertemente o como dice Prabhupada Sarasvati de una manera así como muy
Yes, Prabhupada Sarasvati, he's given the process of how you can successfully defeat the materialists.
En realidad, Prabhupada Sarasvati da el proceso como derrotar a los materialistas.
You approach them as a lamb.
Te acercas como un cordero.
And for 100 times you flatter them.
Y por 100 veces tú los como los.
My dear sir, you are very. I can see you are a very aristocratic gentleman.
Usted es un señor muy aristocrático.
You're a great leader here of our community in Santiago.
Usted es un gran líder de la comunidad aquí en Santiago.
You, I can see you are full of all saintly qualities.
Usted veo que usted tiene todas estas cosas.
You have a wonderful warm heart.
Tiene un corazón muy cálido.
And very and sharp intelligence.
Usted tiene una inteligencia muy aguda.
A profound sense of humor.
Un profundo sentido del humor.
You're also very expert in you, very stylish dresser. Also, I see you have the best taste in clothing.
Tiene el mejor gusto para vestirse.
And I see you have a very you have the most beautiful girlfriend. Also, you have very good taste in women.
Tiene la mejor novia, tiene el mejor gusto para elegir una mujer.
So that's why you glorify him so many ways.
Yes.
You live in the best neighborhood.
Usted vive incluso en el mejor barrio.
You drive the best car.
Maneja el mejor auto, carro.
You listen to the best, the most first class music.
Usted está escuchando la música.
Everything about you, sir, is so amazing. I've never met such a wonderful person of you in my whole life.
Estoy tan sorprendido. Nunca conocí una persona como usted en mi vida entera.
In this way, you flatter him 100 times.
De esta manera lo glorifica por 100 veces.
And then he says, okay, what do you want?
Entonces después dice, okay, ¿qué quiere?
You got my attention now. What do you want? My dear sir, please understand, whatever you've learned throughout your entire life, it is simply rubbish. Now you take this Bhagavad Gita as it is and give a contribution and make your life successful. So yes, we don't act foolishly as lions.
No actuamos tontamente como
we want to be successful in engaging him in Krishna's service.
Lo queremos ser exitosos en el servicio de Krishna.
So Prabhupada did like that.
Prabhupada lo hizo de esta forma.
He would sometimes meet a new person. He would simply ask them, talk all about, like he met when he first one young Scottish boy from Scotland.
Una vez un muchacho de Escocia.
Yeah, he wanted to be. He was becoming a devotee, but Prabhupada knew how to win his heart. Prabhupada asked. They talked all about Scottish history. Mundane topics. I had this experience, and in this way, Prabhupada he very much cultivated this young boy who became a first-class disciple.
Entonces, de esta manera, Prabhupada cultivó a este muchacho y se volvió un discípulo de primera clase.
And I also saw Vishnu Janaswami when he cultivated me to become a devotee. He was very expert. There was one Christian hymn that I very much liked. There was a rock and roll band back in the countercultural days. It was a very famous band. Rock and roll music. And so they had one song, they sang one Christian hymn on one of their albums. The song about Jesus. But I really liked that song. And so Vishnu Jamaraj, to cultivate me to become a devotee, he found out I liked that song, so he sang the song with me.
Entonces el Vishnuyan Swami notó que a mí me gustaba esta canción. Entonces,
can you imagine a sannyasi singing a Christian hymn?
Entonces imagínese un sannyasi cantando un
along with some hippie.
O con algún hippie.
Just to, in this way, he was acting very much like a lamb. But then, he called, told me I was a rascal. And I understood that yes, I am a rascal. So in this way, I saw how Vishnu Jan Maharaj she used that technique with me. Simply to tell me, actually, you're a rascal and you must surrender to
Prabhupada.
So we give. So that is a proper point you have made, reminding us of Prabhupada Sarasvati's instruction. That you fly to them 100 times, bowing down at their feet. And then you pounce on them like lions. Yeah?
Is it only like we flatter them or we can hear them also?
Both things.
Sí, ambos.
Hearing someone is a form of flattering them also.
I'm
very eager to hear what you have to say because you're a very learned man. Tell me more. Sarvabhauma, Lord Chaitanya, Sarvabhauma was Mayavad. And he was the court pundit of the king, so he was big position. And he thought that this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is not a proper sannyasi. Instead of engaging in Vedanta study, he is singing and dancing he's carried away by emotions. He's not a proper sannyasi. So he wanted to cure Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of his disease. He saw bhakti as a disease. This emotional bhakti of Chaitanya, he saw that as a disease. So he wanted to cure Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of his disease by teaching him Vedanta Sutra. In a very meek and humble way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agreed, "All right, I will become your student and you train me in Vedanta." And he gave all Mayavadi commentary on Vedanta. So in a very meek and humble way, just like a lamb, for many days Chaitanya is simply sitting there and without saying a word, hearing this Mayavadi philosophy for many, many days. And finally Sarvabhauma says, "Well, don't you have any questions? You've been hearing for so many days, don't you have some questions?" "Why are you not inquiring?" He said, these sutras of Vedanta Sutra, they are just like the brilliant sun. But your commentaries, they are like covering clouds. So in this way, he chastised the guru, you see. And Sarvabhauma was shocked. The student is chastising the guru. But then he had, there was some, because Mother Sarasvati, she revealed to him that this is actually the Supreme Lord himself, and he has come to defeat your nonsense. And he became a disciple of Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya was simply hearing many days Mayavadi philosophy. So Prabhupada actually told us, he said, first ask them what is their philosophy. You let them speak to you their philosophy. And after you have heard and understood their philosophy,
Entonces, después de que tú escuches,
then you defeat them.
Tú los derrotas.
So first you be like a lamb. Oh, please tell me, what are you into? What's your philosophy?
Entonces, tienes que ser como un cordero. Oh, ¿cuál es tu
filosofía? What's your outlook on life? You see?
¿Qué estás buscando en la vida?
I'd really like to hear from you and learn what you, you know, what you feel about life. Tell me, please. And once you have heard, that you can see all the weaknesses in their arguments. And then you defeat them. It's a good point. Okay. Wow, that's all the questions. Where, Nino, where are you going? Nino, Nino. Nino, come here. How do you say? Come back, Nina.
Venga,
come
on. Venga.
I want to make you a pure devotee. Come on, sit down. Thank you very much. Okay, very good. Okay, next question. All right.
According to the analogy of the lamb and the lion,
tenemos la actitud que debemos tener para nuestros enemigos y para los devotos.
We have the attitude, the right attitude for devotees and non-devotees.
Pero,
the attitude?
Yeah, we have both, you touch us, the right attitude.
Both what is the right attitude?
Pero, pero hay como un vacío en relación a las personas que son inocentes.
What's happened with the innocent people?
Innocent.
Yeah, there is like an emptiness. What's going on with the innocent people? You both mentioned the devotees, rascal, but what's going on with innocent people?
Actually, our mood towards everyone is a mood of compassion.
I think it's not ready.
The last part.
Part,
entonces, a veces queda los devotos tenemos la actitud de indiferencia.
Sometimes we devotees are indifferent. We have this attitude of to be indifferent.
No. Actually, of course, if someone that there is that statement there that you should neglect the you should preach to the become the servant and the friend of the devotees. Preach to the innocent and avoid the demons. That's also the.
Yeah.
In other words, those who are too demoniac, if you approach them, they will simply blaspheme. So it's better to approach those who are innocent and preach to them. But at the same time, we've actually been ordered to approach everyone and give them this Krishna consciousness. Without any discrimination. So we have to then be intelligent to see how I can preach in such a way that I can be effective.
Entonces tenemos que ser suficientemente inteligentes para predicar de una manera eficiente.
In a mood of Lord Chaitanya's mercy, we approach everyone.
Entonces, en el humor de Señor Chaitanya, nos acercamos a todos.
But if we see that they are so demoniac that we really can't be successful, then we don't spend our energy there. We spend our energy somewhere else.
Y si vemos que hay personas que son personas demasiado demoníacas, nos gastamos nuestra energía y vamos a predicarle a otras personas.
Just like the medics on the battlefield.
Es como un médico en el campo de batalla.
Who will they treat first?
A quién va a tratar primero?
Those who are the most severely wounded?
Aquellos que están más severamente heridos?
No. Those who are most likely to survive?
Aquellos que en realidad pueden sobrevivir.
Actually, on the airplane, I met the own medic.
En realidad, en el avión
we were sitting together on the airplane.
Me senté junto a un médico que estaba en el avión.
And he told me honestly
y me dijo honestamente,
that those who are most likely to be able to fight again, those are the ones they said
aquellos que están first. Más dispuestos a luchar.
The other, if it's a question of saving one and letting another one die,
si salvar a
whoever's uno, most likely to be able to get back and fight again, that's the one they say first.
Aquella persona que realmente tiene deseo de sobrevivir, esa persona ocurre primero.
So as devotees, we spend our energy, most of our energy, on helping those people who are most likely to become devotees.
Nosotros como devotos gastamos nuestra energía más en aquellos que realmente desean volverse devotos.
That's where we focus our energies.
Nosotros nos focalizamos en ellos.
Just like it's more important that we preach to the devotees to make them strong than to go and make new devotees, actually.
En realidad es más importante predicarle y hacer a devotos fuertes que predicarle a otras personas.
Prabhupada told us that it's more important to train the devotees we have now than it is to make new devotees.
Es más importante entrenar a los devotos que tenemos ahora mismo.
Does that answer your question? All right, let's see, you're next, I guess.
How to be a lamb without fall down in the pride of the lion?
¿Cómo ser un cordero sin caer en el orgullo del león?
How do you act like a lion without becoming proud?
¿Cómo volverse un león sin caer en el orgullo?
You have to do it as a service.
Tiene que hacerlo como un servicio.
Just like Prabhupada in Mexico City.
Tal como Prabhupada en la Ciudad de México.
There was a late night program the night before.
Había un programa de la noche.
And nobody came to Mangalarti.
Y nadie vino a Mangalarti.
And Prabhupada was furious.
Y Prabhupada estaba furioso.
In that Bhagavatam class, he was smashing.
Y en la clase de Bhagavatam, lo aplastó.
Devotees were shaking.
Y otros estaban temblando.
So heavy. When Prabhupada got angry, you never saw any anger like that in your life. His anger was so heavy.
En realidad cuando Prabhupada se enojaba era una ira, o sea, estaba tan enojado que nunca se había visto a Prabhupada en esa forma.
And then after the class, Prabhupada walked out of the temple room.
Después de la clase, Prabhupada caminó por el cuarto.
With Sitsukananda Prabhu, our temple president.
Y le dijo a Sukananda Prabhu, que era el presidente del templo.
And Sitsukananda, he picked one flower and he offered it from the bush. He offered, very nice fragrant flower. He offered it to Prabhupada.
Y él trajo una templo,
and Prabhupada smelled it, this very calm, serene mood. He smelled that flower, you see. So Sitsukananda said, Prabhupada, you were so angry. You were roaring like a lion.
Como un león.
And now you're like a little gentle lamb.
Y ahora era como un...
How is that, Srila Prabhupada?
¿Cómo es eso, Srila Prabhupada?
Prabhupada said, actually, I'm never angry. But I'm simply acting like that to train you, that's all.
Yo simplemente estoy actuando para entrenarte.
So a devotee may act like a lion.
Entonces, un devoto puede actuar como un león.
But he's always in the mood of love, always in the mood of compassion.
Siempre está en humor de amor, de compasión.
Sometimes we have to act like a lion.
A veces tenemos que actuar como león.
Yeah, it's for the benefit of that person.
Para el beneficio de esa persona.
I had an experience one time. I was handing out simply, you know, those sweets, Simply Wonderfuls.
Tengo una experiencia con esta bolita simplemente maravillosa.
I was by the university campus handing out the sweet balls to everybody on the walking up and down the street.
Yo estaba estudiando estas bolitas, sí, en la universidad, cada persona que pasaba en la calle.
So one hippie, he very what we call smart aleck, wise guy.
Entonces un hippie, ¿quién era? Un ¿cómo se dice?
Puffed up. You can say puffed up. So, when I held out the sweets to him, he took his hand and went wham! He hit the sweets, hit the basket of sweets, and all the sweets went flying out into the middle of the street. Can you imagine how offensive that was? I offered him a sweet and he threw all the sweets out in the street. So I became like a lion. And I yelled at him. I won't duplicate it here because it would hurt my ears. I yelled at him. I pointed my finger right in his face. And at the top of my lungs, I screamed at him. As if I was going to kill him. I said, "You better get out there and pick up all those sweets right now."
Mejor que vaya aquí y agarres todo, recojas todos los dulces.
Ahora mismo.
And it worked.
Y funcionó.
He snapped out of his puffed up mood.
Y se despertó hasta así como de esa.
He ran out in the street and he started picking up all the sweets.
Entonces fue a la calle y recogió todos los dulces.
He was in the middle of an intersection.
Y estaba justo en medio de la intersección.
And the light was red.
Y
And the cars were getting ready to roll. He ran out in front of all the cars. He picked up all the sweets before the light turned green. So sometimes we have to act like lions. Because otherwise they'd take advantage of us. But it's always in the mood of love, always in the mood of service. Entendiendo. Okay, anything? Okay, let's see. Our time is running out. Oh my God, it's 9 after 9. I don't know. Huh? One more question. Who hasn't asked a question yet? In today's... Who? Show me the pujari. This one here? I'll take his. We'll have an... okay, I'll take yours. Okay.
He says the question is not related to what you are talking.
That's okay.
Está bien.
Siempre he tenido la duda de saber exactamente cuánto tiempo pasa de que el alma deja el cuerpo.
Always I have it down how long pass after leaving the body. How long is?
Before you go back to Godhead?
No, yeah. That
upon leaving your body?
To go to another body. When you leave
For conditioned sub.
Yeah.
Actually, there are two things stated by Prabhupada. And one place he says you immediately take your next body. Immediately. Another place we read that you actually go to the planet of Yamaraj and you're punished there and prepared for your next body. So that appears to be a contradiction. But we have to remember, there's no such thing as a contradiction in Prabhupada's teachings. That means both of them are true. So the only way to reconcile this apparent contradiction is to understand that time is relative. That you actually can immediately, and you do immediately, go into the womb of the new mother. In other words, you enter into the semen of a male and you're injected into the female. But the same time, you have to be trained up for that new body. If you eat anything and everything like a pig, that means you have to become a pig in your next life. But what does a pig do? He eats stool. So I offered you stool. Would you like to eat it? No, you would never accept it. So the human being who's qualified to become a hog in his next life, he has to go to Yama Loka to be trained how to eat stool. And once he develops a taste for stool, then he takes birth in the womb of a hog mother. But time is relative. From the hog's perspective, it's like, you know, it could be like millions of years to be. That sinful man who had to become a hog, his experience in Yamaloka is like being there for millions of years. From his experience, it's like in a nightmare. It may seem to be going along for a long, long time. Some tiger's after you. It's a horrible thing. But from somebody, a devotee who's seeing you having the nightmare, it was only a few seconds you had the nightmare. But in the nightmare, it seemed like millions of years. So when in the dream state, it was an experience of millions of years, but actually from the waking perspective, it was just for a second. So in that way, you can immediately enter into the womb of a new mother. At the same time, you can be a Yamaroka and Yamaloka for many, many years getting going through hell. So both are true. It's a matter of perspective. I hope that helped a little bit. So we'll stop here and we'll be giving two more Bhagavatam classes. And I'll be doing a program today with the Indian community, I understand. And you can always write me questions on the email too. You go to sda@backtohome.com. Or you can go to, what is it, Ragosa Akasa? Back to home? RagosaAkasa.com. You can sign up for my e-course. And you can always inspire me by email as well. So we thank you very much. Oh yes, one last point.
Well, they are organizing everything and they invite Maharaj and some devotees. Depends on.
Not?
I'm not sure.
As far as for a space capacity, and also we have a program here with Purushottaya Maharaj. Also, today we have a Purushottaya Swami lecture for devotees.
There'll be another lecture here, so not that many will come anyway. Okay. All right then, so we'll stop here.
Vamos a parar acá.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.